Quest presents an unabridged recording of Girl in Bed 3 by Sarah Sheridan, narrated by Sophie Roberts. Chapter 1.
I come from the perfect family, I said.
My words were slower than usual. I felt ill with tiredness. My eyelids ached. It was a hard fight not to give in to sleep. I knew the detectives in front of me were here to help. It was important that I talk to them. We all needed answers. It was still less than 24 hours since the unspeakable destruction happened that smashed my parents, siblings, and I apart. I sighed. The detective sitting at the end of my hospital bed nodded and waited. A minute ago, she'd asked me to describe my home life. I was still struggling to find the right words. Any words to even begin an answer with. How was it possible to define the bizarre hell of my family that for years had been masked so expertly by perfect-looking parents? Normally, if outsiders inquired, I just said everything was fine. Just one word, fine. And there had been questions over the years, because occasionally there'd been signs an outsider couldn't overlook, like bruises or our plummeting weight, that suggested perhaps not everything was okay in the McCreevy household. But us kids, me, Jack, Luke and Rachel, had all learned early on that if we said anything to strangers about our family life, nothing ever got better for us. It actually got worse. Either we weren't taken seriously, or my parents managed to smooth our words over with their own slick lies and reassurances. And as a result of our candidness, our punishments at home would go from bad to unmanageable. So in the end, we'd stop trying to explain, just accepted and adapted. As I tried to think, the antiseptic smell of the ward hung in the still air around me. Right now, in the Torquay and Paignton Hospital, I couldn't make sense of life. Everything that had felt real for years, even though most of it was bad, was fragmenting and drifting off into some unknown time and space. A couple of hours ago, a nice doctor had gently told me that my parents were dead. I'd felt nothing but a soothing numbness when he'd said that. No regret, no sadness or grief, but still, it signified a massive shift, a change. A fog of nothingness filled my head, and I liked it very much. I wanted it to stay, get bigger, balloon until it filled every crevice. It was so thick, it blanked out any mental pain.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?